You are listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Start down in South America where it's a case of the twos, but not widespread. Some places too dry and some places too wet.
That's exactly right. We have seen quite a bit of dryness along the eastern fringe of the main first crop corn and soybean belt of Brazil. That's something that started in mid-December, and it's beginning to break as we speak, with a few thunderstorms having occurred over the last 5 days or so. We'd like to see more thunderstorms continue in this region to aid the immature crops, but at the same time, the more rain we get now, the more it will slow harvesting, which is also beginning. So kind of a mixed bag in parts of Brazil where some rain is needed, but again, it will slow harvesting from time to time over the next week. Those rain chances do improve, too, as we go forward. So the situation there is not quite as clear as it was. Had it not rained earlier in the week, it would be fairly clear that they needed rain badly. But now we've had some, so the situation is a bit more complex. In southern Brazil, we have the opposite problem. There's been too much rain in some of the key corn and soybean areas of the south, with several locations having reported around 17 to 22 inches of rain over the last 40 days. They only receive around 8 inches normally over that period, so there's clearly some crops that are too wet. So once you put this whole big picture together for Brazil, you can see that conditions are neither ideal nor completely problematic, because we have seen some rains in the dry areas, even though we do have some very wet areas. In between these dry and wet areas, it's been pretty much near normal. So this is fairly typical of agriculture, with some areas looking pretty good, some areas looking probably a little bit bad, but most people somewhere in the middle.
Speaking of rain and big systems, there's a pretty good-sized system developing in wheat country?
There is. This will be moving through the Midwest later on in the weekend. The system is developing now out near Arizona, and that will be taking place through about Friday. Once we get into Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the system moves on across the Midwest. This is the type of system that you always have to keep a very close eye on, the main reason being that not only does it have a lot of humidity available from both the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico, there's also some separate systems moving across the northern U.S. at the same time. On occasion, these can combine and merge into one system across the Corn Belt, and that is one of the things that we're watching closely for Sunday and Monday. We have fairly high confidence that widespread rainfall of around half of an inch to 1 inch is forthcoming to the southern third of the hard red winter wheat belt in the plains, and also about the southeast half of the soft red winter wheat belt, which is basically from central Illinois and points south and off to the east. One of the key questions regards how much snow there will be with this system. With some of the newest models showing a decent event from Missouri through Illinois into Indiana and Ohio, we think there will be a significant snow event somewhere in the Midwest come Sunday, Monday, and that'll be something to follow as we go over the next day or two.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
That's Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois, and that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.